We come today as we celebrate these feasts of the glory and the marvels of God, Meraviglia Dei, to the seventh day of the octave of Christmas. And of course, most people have no idea what any of that is. Here we try to teach, but it goes in one ear and out the other. That's the way it is. People are worried about doing this and doing that. They're not focusing on the most important thing of these days. In fact, of every day, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has come to us, who has appeared to us, who has shown in front of us, beginning with the shepherds to whom the angels announced. Rejoice today, a great light, a great thing has happened in your midst. The Son of God, the Messiah, has come. And you will find him in a cave, in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, with his mother, and all the beasts and the creatures of the entire universe are there to worship him. And so today we continue these days that we celebrate Christmas Day, which of course the octave ends tomorrow on the feast of his circumcision. And thus we wish to celebrate it with great pomp and circumstance. Of course, tomorrow is, unlike the other days of the octave, a holy day of obligation. So we give thanks to God for our holy Catholic faith. And also today we begin, or we continue, the second day of our novena in honor of Our Lady of Prom Succor. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.